This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 767. How Yevgeny Nailed IELTS Writing 7 with No Sleep.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll hear about Yevgeny's IELTS journey. He took the exam 3 times and finally achieved higher scores than he needed, even with only 2 hours of sleep. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners! You are going to want to take notes today on how to increase your writing score because we have a rock star 3-key student today. He was on episode 756 as well. Yevgeny is here. He was the writing wizard winner at that time, and he got amazing IELTS scores. So, welcome to the show!
Hello, my name is Yevgeny, and recently I took the IELTS test again, and I finally got the score that I need.
Yes, so I want to focus in on that word finally here, because I know that it can be so discouraging when students take the test so many times and they can't get the scores they need. So guys, it is possible. Everyone can do this. Don't lose motivation. Keep your hopes up because it is possible, just like Yevgeny is going to talk about today. So, Yevgeny, now I want to build up some context here before we get to your amazing scores because, like, you faced some challenges on this third attempt, correct?
Yeah. I faced a range of different challenges, like from health issues to other problems because I took a red eye before the exam. So I didn't sleep enough. I was absolutely unfocused. I couldn't concentrate on my tasks. And actually, I thought I was going to fail the exam, but when I saw my results, I was impressed because I thought it should be awful, but it was okay. It was exactly what I need because I think I just followed strategies, you know, like I practiced a lot. So even in some tough conditions, I could nail this exam. Yeah, man.
Guys, this is how important it is to have strategies. There is so much that we cannot control going into the exam. You need to control what you can, which is your preparation leading up to the exam. So guys, like, you can't wait till 2 weeks before the test or a week before the test and think, okay, now I'm going to do it. Now I'm going to put my nose to the grindstone and learn everything I can about IELTS in the next 2 weeks. That's not enough time, you guys, because what if you go into the test and you're like 50% prepared and you can't sleep the night before? That's gonna ruin you. Like, if you don't have a really strong foundation of strategies and you haven't practiced them enough, then that unfocusedness, that lack of concentration is going to wreck your score. So I think the fact that we can look at this context and be like, you were exhausted. You had no sleep. Like, if you can still get such high scores, that speaks a lot to how hard you worked before the exam, right?
Yeah, for sure. I read so many essays. I can't count how many of them I wrote, maybe about 100 essays, because there were days when I wrote, for example, 4 essays per day. So, yeah. And, I remembered all templates. So, actually, the writing part was I wouldn't say it was easy, but I was sure that I would get the score that I need in the writing part because, I don't know, I practiced a lot and I knew that I would get the score that I need, yeah.
That's amazing. So it's like, even though you were so exhausted, you still had that confidence in your writing score because you had done it so many times before, right? Like if you do something over and over and over again, like writing a task to essay, it'll start to feel natural. It's like when people are learning how to drive, right? And the first, you know, few times or whatever you're on the road, it's like you're freaking out about everything. You're worried about all the other cars and your speed and the stoplights and the lines on the road. And like all of this stuff is distracting you and you can't focus. But after you've been driving for a few months, it's like you're listening to the radio, you're like texting someone on your phone because you're not even thinking about driving anymore. So it's the same with writing the essays, you guys. If you have this much practice behind you, it does become a habit. It becomes natural. So no matter what your state of mind is going into the exam, it's like you barely have to think about it, you know, how to organize it, what linking words to use, all of that stuff is habit. And so on test day, you're just filling in the blanks, which again, like if you've done that a lot for a lot of different topics, that's not going to be hard. So over 100 essays, that's insane. Like how long did you prepare before this third attempt?
Let me think. I started preparation, I think in May. And I took the test in August, so it's about 1, 2, 3 months, yeah.
Okay. So did you follow the 60-day plan and sort of like spread it out over those 3 months?
Yeah. I knew that I have some problems with writing, so I put more emphasis on this part.
Okay, awesome. So let's talk about the scores you've got because we built up the context. Now, everybody, I want you guys to picture yourselves in Evgeny's situation, right? No sleep, basically. I don't know how you did this after taking a red eye. Red eyes, like, completely wreck me. Guys, if you don't know what a red eye is, Evgeny, what is a red eye?
When you fly somewhere during the night.
Right, exactly. So did you sleep at all on the flight?
I tried, but I couldn't. I slept maybe about 2 hours in a hotel. God. Yeah, that's all.
Oh, God, that's painful. I am so wrecked if I don't get sleep. It, like, ruins me. God, red eyes are the worst. Okay, so, guys, put yourself in the situation, right? You've taken a red eye, you only have a couple hours of sleep, and you said there was like health issues too, so you just weren't feeling at your best like in general. So everyone out there, I want you to picture yourself in this like not 100% situation, and now you have to take your IELTS exam. Now, if you have prepared for 3 months like Evgeny did, written 100 essays, these are the scores you can get. Okay, Evgeny, tell us the scores you got.
8.5, 7.5, 7, and 7.5.
Okay, that's amazing. Wow. Guys, everyone out there, I want all of you to be able to say something like this. So what is that overall?
7.5.
Overall 7.5. Now, are these scores higher than what you needed?
Yes, for sure. Like in some sections, I got more than I need. Yeah. Almost in every section. Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay. So a couple takeaways before I ask for some specific writing tips from you, Evgeny. I want to highlight what listeners should be learning from this. First of all, if we look at everybody who's got that 7 or higher on writing, it's all of them say that they've written countless essays. Like, you lost count of the essays, like over 100 essays. So that's one thing. And first of all, make sure you're allowing, I mean, second of all, make sure you're allowing enough time to prepare. So yes, in 3Keys IELTS, we have the 30-day plan, we have the 60-day plan. But guys, you could stretch it out over 90 days. And that's fantastic, because then you could add more practice. All of these extra resources in the study plan, just do more of them. Listen to more podcasts, do more test practice. So, okay. So if we think about the study plan and the resources, could you recommend a couple that you think really helped you over these 3 months? Hello, lovely listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. If you want to become a 3Keys student, you can right now. Start getting organized. Be prepared for your next exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or if you want classes with an expert on Skype, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
I would say that the best thing that you have in your course is your templates. I think that's the thing that helped me to organize my essay according to all requirements. I think it's the best. I would say that vocabulary, yeah, like the form of vocabulary also helped me a lot, because I just, you know, made a specific vocabulary for most common topics on IELTS. Yeah. And so when I got that topic about education, about some creative subjects, yeah, like arts, drama, and creative writing, that, like, I knew exactly what synonyms I should use, like what kind of, vocabulary and so on.
That's awesome. So, yes. Sorry, let me interrupt you for a second. So, did you come up with the system yourself, the topics yourself, or did you use our vocabulary notebook ideas?
I would say vocabulary and, vocabulary, yeah.
But I mean, like, how you organize them for the most common topics, was that the 3Keys vocabulary notebook that you were using?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect. So guys, what that is we outline the most common topics and just ask you to collect 10 words at most for each topic. And as you were talking, this also made me think, like, if you are prepared with 10 words, let's say, for each topic, mm-hmm. this can also help guide your ideas, right? Because it's like, okay, these are amazing words. I want to use them. And then we could sort of work backwards. So if the topic is like art, right? Then mm-hmm. maybe you love the word aesthetics, because that's an awesome word. So aesthetics is just a really fancy word for appearance. And then you're like, okay, I want to use that word. So that's going to be my example. I'm going to talk about the aesthetics of something. So I think being prepared like this with very specific words can also help guide your ideas. And that's another reason, guys, do not collect 100 words, 1,000 words in your vocabulary notebook, because that's not focused enough. You're not going to learn and be able to use all that word, all those words, first of all, like, so it's not going to help you at all. And second of all, it's not going to help you in this sense of being able to guide you towards specific ideas when you're writing and speaking. So I like this idea of fewer words being able to help us focus our ideas. Okay. Where did you get these formal words?
You know, when I wrote so many essays, I corrected them and I tried to use more interesting words instead of popular ones. And it helped me a lot, because, like, I just substitute like common words with, more interesting vocabulary. Also, I read a lot of books, and that's what helped me.
Okay, fantastic. Those are two tips that everyone can learn from for sure, Evgeny. So first of all, guys, when you're writing the essay, in that second step, you're writing the essay, you've already planned it, now you're writing, don't worry about vocab that much. Like, just get out your ideas in an organized way using the templates and the transition phrases. And it really is that third stage that we focus on vocabulary. So you look at your essay, and in the preparation stages, right, the months leading up to your exam, this is the biggest learning opportunity. So find those repetitions, find those easy, common, average, boring BAN6 words, and use the thesaurus. Or if you're in our group, then come back to the Facebook group for Three Keys IELTS and be like, Jessica, this word is really boring, but I don't know how else to say it. And then we can help each other. And then the second part, of course, reading. That is the other commonality between everybody that does well on the IELTS writing test is being a reader. Guys, you have to be reading. I cannot emphasize that enough. Okay. So on test day, you're feeling good about your writing, but then you're still tired. You finish your exam. Did you think you were going to have to take the exam again? Were you like worried at that point?
Yes, because you know, when you are unfocused, you think that you like miss all the words. For example, in the listening part, I always just woke up like, oh, it's like I am on the exam, but I missed words. But eventually, when I knew my results, everything was okay. Like 8.5, it means that I made a few mistakes, so it was okay. But after the exam, I was like, no, I'm going to a bar, and that's all I did.
That's so funny. Yeah, but you had two very different reasons to go to the bar in this process. At first, you went because you were sad and you're like, oh, I hate IELTS. Give me some whiskey or whatever. But then you got your results and you're like, yay, I never have to take IELTS again. Pop the champagne, everyone. So this is fantastic. So, Eugenie, now that you have these scores, you never have to take IELTS again. What are you going to do?
Right now, before our conversation, I finished filling the form for, applying for Canada, Canada immigration system. So that's all about my plans. I'm going to migrate to Canada.
Yay! I'm so excited for you. Eugenie, thank you so much for coming on the show today, talking about writing and also sharing the difficult side that exists for many people's IELTS journey. But at the end of the day, guys, if you are fully prepared, if you have done everything you can in your power, in your control, if you have done everything you can still get the IELTS scores. It doesn't matter if the examiner is angry, if the test center is weird, none of these things are in our control. But if you have done everything you can, just like Eugenie, you can still get the scores. And that 7 on writing, I am so proud of and excited about. So Eugenie, thank you so much for coming on today, and best of luck in Canada.
Thank you. Thank you for all of your support. And of course, it's really amazing. Thank you.
My pleasure. So exciting. Guys, if you want to be as prepared as Eugenie, then get into Three Keys IELTS. And as a podcast listener and fan, you also get a special bonus for the speaking exam. So guys, go right now, allearsenglish.com/basic for the whole course and the bonus. Or if you want classes with an expert as well, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, Eugenie, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.